This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome to the Living Mishnah, Beruchim Habayim, and I am Maimon Elbaz, who tries to teach with pictures and cartoons. We're at Sinai Academy today, and we're going to picture a Mishnah. This is 766 in our series, and it's sponsored by Chaim Lax. And we can find this Mishnah in Seder Kachim, in Mesachta Menachos, in the 13th parak. The Mishnah was discussing if someone donates wine or oil, and he says, I want to donate this like a korban to Hashem. Now, usually, wine or oil was accompanying other korbanot. A person would bring a korban, they would also bring wine, they would bring a mincha, they would bring oil with the mincha, flour offering. So how much does he have to bring? Now, it's interesting because in this Mishnah, we also talked if someone wants to donate gold. He says, I want to donate gold to the Beis HaMikdash. How much does he have to donate? So we said he has to donate a gold coin. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us regarding the amount of wine or oil that he would have to bring. Okay, now, interestingly, if you look at this chart, it shows you exactly where they poured the oil in the Mizbeach. There was on top of the Mizbeach two little holes, and these holes were a pipeline where when you poured wine into the golden Mizbeach, it went all the way to the center of planet Earth. That means they dug it so deep, these were called shitin, and it didn't just go on like a pipe, a plumbing that goes a few feet down. It went all the way. So says the Mishnah, David HaMelech was smarter than you and me, so he was able to do it. He was able to drill. Okay, says the Mishnah, Harei Alai Yayin, if someone says, I want upon myself a neder to bring wine to the Beit HaMikdash, Lo Yivchot Mishlosha Lugin, he has to bring at least three measures of wine. Okay, so there was an official measurement. It's called the Lug. And that's how much wine he would have to donate to the Beit HaMikdash. Let's say he says, Shamen, I want to give oil to the Beit HaMikdash. Lo yivchot mi log. He should not give less than one log. Rabbi says, Shlosha lugim. Just like wine, he has to give three lugim, three jars. Also, when it comes to oil, he has to give three jars. The first rabbi said he only has to give one jar of oil. So that's what we're learning about so far. Someone who wants to donate wine and oil to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, the Mishnah says, what happens if the guy said, Perashti, I remember declaring how much wine I wanted to give or how much oil, but I forgot how much I said. Ve'eini yode ma Perashti, I don't remember what I said. Says the Mishnah, Yavi ki yom hamirubeh. He's going to have to bring so much wine and oil similar to the day of the year in the Beit HaMikdash that they brought the most of wine and oil, which was when? Was when Sukkot, the holiday of Sukkot, landed on a Shabbat. On such a day, look how many animals they brought that day. 13 cows. Okay, we have 13 cows. That's what they brought on that day. They brought also 14 sheep. Plus they brought two ram, plus they brought the two sheep of the Karban Tamid and the two sheep of the Karban Musaf. So all together, he's going to have to bring 140 lugim of either wine or oil in a case where he didn't remember how much he declared to donate. Thank you for listening to this incredible Mishnah. It should be a zchut for my father and father-in-law in Gan Eden.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.